Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is the stuff that you might have missed from our show. We call it the catch-up.
Today, find out why Pete freaked out when he went on a beetroot diet.
In the Shaw Report, a Channel 9 news reader's little tante over one too many white shirts. You really need to hear this.
Yes, was she Channel 9 or Age 9? And Justin Hamilton will tell us whether or not La La Land is worth its weight in Golden Globes.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
False alarms, Lise.
Yes, this poor guy, he woke up. He's posted a picture of his foot online. It's quite black. It's really dark brown, strange, just the foot part. He woke up and he's a Glaswegian guy. He thought he had a condition called Raynaud phenomenon, which is it's a short-term interruption of blood flow to the extremities, and that can cause nasty symptoms that get a bit gangrenous and things turn a bit strange colour.
Oh, geez.
His foot definitely looks gangrenous. So he was, shall we say, sweating bullets from all over for a little while until he found out that, and I'll quote, the missus had decided to use my socks as a fake tanning mitt. And then he put the socks on before he went to bed.
Oh, that's gold.
Apparently, ladies, they make a very good alternative to those ones that we've got to pay $10 for.
Yes,
but that's just an aside. So, yeah, socks, put the sock on, woke up with a black foot. Was the tanning situation.
Well, immediately when you see something on your body that's completely out of place, you think the worst.
You
do
yes,
tend to
you
think
do.
The worst. And especially if you think gangrene, you know, I mean, the worst
when
that can happen
go
is
black,
you lose it. Like,
yeah.
it's gone. So, yeah, this not in this light, so to say, but it happened to me a few years back where when I was living in Queensland, my wife put me onto a beetroot juice diet.
Oh, right.
And I had never been on one before, and I wasn't much a fan for beetroot anyway. And then a couple of nights into the diet, I went to the toilet and looked in the bowl, and the water was red.
Really?
And so I've lost my mind and yelled out to her to come and have a look. She's running, and I've gone, look at the pee, look at the pee,
yes.
Look at the pee. And then, yeah, lo and behold, she's clicked and gone, no, it's the beetroot.
It's the beetroot, right.
Darling,
have you ever taken iron tablets?
No.
Iron tablets do some very strange things to
really?
Your whatever, the stuff that...
Your thing?
Your stuff that is eliminated.
Good use of the word. Yes. Nice work.
The eliminations from the body.
We want to know when you've had your false alarms, okay? Maybe it's along those lines. You've taken something and you've woken up the next morning and something looks a little bit different. We've got Lee in Cannington. False alarms, Lee?
I went out one night with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were drinking these vodka cruisers. There was a new blackberry flavour.
Oh.
And we had a really big night. And the next morning, I got up and I went to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I rang my girlfriend and I'm like, oh, my God, you won't believe. There's something wrong. And I told her, I said, I went to the toilet and it's green. And she just laughed and she said, did you never feed your children, like, Ribena drinks or whatever when they were little? And I'm like, no, look, come and get me. I need to go to the hospital. I said, it's really bright green. And she just couldn't stop laughing. And, yeah, apparently that's what happens when you drink, like...
The blackberry.
Yeah.
I know.
Right, look out
and
for the blackberry.
And those things go down so easily.
They do.
They do.
Thanks, Lee. Still live from his hospital bed.
Up again. Yeah. Come on, get me Doug Ross.
Justin Hamilton, our TV and movie reviewer, back today to do movies now. Hi, Justin.
Hi, mate.
Hello.
I'm getting back on track.
Excellent.
And, to celebrate getting back on track, the first movie review for this year is we're going to talk musicals. And it's hard to remember that once upon a time they were all the rage, but they kind of went the way of the Western or the war movie. Mm. They're as random as seeing a joke by Jimmy Fallon at the Golden Globes.
Speaking of the Globes, this movie set new records.
Yes, it did. And that movie is La La Land, which stars Emma Stone, who plays an aspiring actress who works in a coffee shop on the Warner Brothers studio lot, who dreams of finally getting the opportunity to show her talents to the world. And Ryan Gosling is a jazz musician who constantly fights against the allure of selling out and playing music the way he believes it was meant to be played. And when these two lost souls come together, you have to work out, are they going to realise their dreams, or will they drag each other down into the doom and gloom of the LA scene?
It's strange that we keep running into each other.
Maybe it means something.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
How are you going to be a revolutionary if you're such a traditionalist? You're holding on to the past, but jazz is about the future.
Maybe I'm not good enough.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I'm not. It's like a pipe dream.
This is the dream. It's conflict and it's compromise. It's very, very exciting.
So is Seven Globes Can't Be Wrong?
Well, you know, this is one thing that I will say. If you're going to see a musical, realise you're seeing a musical. Because I've had lots of people sort of say, oh, yeah, I went and saw La La Land. There was too much singing and dancing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a musical.
The La La didn't give you a clue?
Right. Oh, I went and saw a superhero movie. You know what the problem with that was? Too many superheroes. Like, what are you talking about? You know? I don't mind someone seeing it and saying, you know, it wasn't up to scratch or something like that. But when someone complains about...
Hang on, is that you? Are you okay?
I hope you haven't become attached to your roommate.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so funny. But if you're a proper fan of musicals, I think you would definitely have a criticism of it, which is, you know, Gosling and Stone are great, but they're not Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. No. You know, those guys were professional singers and dancers, and that's all they did. And I think you can... Can you hear that?
Sorry about that. It's getting louder. If you've just joined us, Justin Hamilton's in a hospital bed.
Yeah. And there's a code blue going on. Nothing to worry about. It's not Justin, but, you know.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about, guys. Can you keep it down? I'm trying to save that person's life. I'm trying to talk about La La Land. Like, but, yeah, the movie is still really good, though. I think, you know, Ryan Gosling is chock full of charisma at the best of times, and he's excellent in this. And I'm a big fan of Emma Stone, and the two of them have chemistry, because you kind of forget they've appeared in Gangster Squad and Crazy Stupid Love. And I think this film plays to their strengths as actors more than singers and dancers. But they're very good together. Highlights of the film include a magical dance in the air scene, which is set where Rebel Without a Cause was shot. And there's a great moment with Ryan Gosling playing alongside his friend Keith, who's portrayed by John Legend. That's a really interesting scene as well. Sure. I really enjoyed this without loving it. I did feel like it was slightly too long for a musical, and that might have been the pain in my bladder that turned out to be kidney stones. But, you know, I'll...
Right on cue.
So I'm giving La La Land 3.5 dancing cheek to cheeks out of 5.
Oh,
it's beautiful. The Shaw Report we've all been waiting to hear, Lise.
You've heard of Watergate. This is Whitergate. And there is no deep throat, but there are three deeply embarrassed girls. One in particular. Channel 9 News. Now, you know, in the afternoons, they do a little thing called the chat room.
Yeah.
Three ladies lined up having a discussion about the events of the day. Mm. Amber Sherlock was the one in the middle, sort of holding down the situation. One of her colleagues on the left, Julie Snook, and one on the other side, Sandy, her name is, also wearing. What happened? Well, have a listen.
I haven't had time. Does someone...
I told you 2 hours ago. We know
Amber,
in chat room.
This is not... So I'm sorry, I've been flat out,
well,
honestly.
I'll call wardrobe and we'll get something.
No, if you give me a second, if we can ask... I'm not sure who your lineup is today. If there's just a jacket floating around out there, ask Danica.
Unless you want to run down and see if there's a jacket.
No, you're right. No, you're right, because you told me it's fine, Sandy, but there can't be three of us.
No.
And I've made this clear 2.5 hours ago.
Amber, if it's an issue, I can get on out of here.
It is an issue. Go and grab a jacket.
So they're all wearing white.
They're all wearing white. Sandy is the one that apparently it's okay she's wearing white because she told Amber 2 hours ago. Did you notice how it grew from 2 hours to 2.5 hours in the space of a minute? That's White Gate. You can check it out on our website. It is worth a look, mix.com.au. So this morning, our time, US President-elect Donald Trump held his first press conference, the first time, in fact, that he's taken questions from journalists in 6 months. How did it go? Well, it went like this. In the right corner, Donald Trump. In the left corner, a good percentage of the American media. Trump was addressing the claims that Russian operatives have been found to have compromising personal information about the new POTUS. And this is how things played out.
Disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace. That information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up,
and since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go
since
ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Since you are attacking
our news organization. Not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization is terrible.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization is terrible.
Let's
go.
Ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet.
Can you state,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be
you're
rude.
Attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
You
are fake news.
Well, that's the guy from BuzzFeed he's talking to. But what is interesting about this whole thing is immediately after the news conference, CNN defended, and CNN's a pretty big news organization, defended its reporting and drew a sharp distinction between. So immediately they sort of like hands off the whole thing, drew a sharp distinction between its news story and BuzzFeed, which is an online thing, their decision to publish unsubstantiated memos. And by this afternoon, NBC was in on the act, all trying to, you know, sort of step away from it now. In other words, in his first press conference, Trump managed to divide the media against each other.
It's unreal, isn't
it? It is unreal. It's really quite scary.
Oh, wow.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. When the show finishes, Lisa and Pete clear out pretty fast. Discounted ABC blind stockers clearing out just as quick. Call 13 13 15.